Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to continue right on a message that I began some days ago on the abundant life. And we were focusing on yesterday's broadcast about the power or on the power that we have in Christ. So many Christians today seem unfulfilled, they're discouraged, there's a pervasive sense of helplessness, and the Lord does not want that because you have been given power. Power over your own life and power over circumstances to some measure. In terms of your own life, the most important thing, if you haven't discovered now, is how you view things, where's your perspective coming from. We are already seated in heavenly places, and so we can control our emotional life, our mental attitude. We're to bring every thought into captivity under the obedience of Christ. And now, that may sound simple enough to say, it's easy enough to quote the scripture, but it's another matter entirely to really do what that says. To bring unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul, to refuse negative thoughts, to refuse the things that would bring us down. Remember I said, what does this thief come to do? Steal, kill, rob, destroy. That's what he wants to do. He wants to tear down your self-esteem, tear down your relationship with the Lord if he can. If he could, he'd get you to just turn your back on God. But praise God, I'm trusting none of you would ever want to do that. But you're having some difficulty right now in your Christian walk. Well, beloved, if you'll hear the word of the Lord, God has answers for you. With every trial, with every temptation, he makes a way of escape. So through your own circumstances that you might be facing right now, if you'll continue in prayer and be patient in waiting upon the Lord, be steadfast in faith, if you continue to praise him no matter what, if you continue to declare his word over your situation, he will be faithful. Now, there's some things we don't have control over, world situations, loved ones, for example, but that doesn't prohibit us from praying about that because God answers prayer. Philippians 4:11 says, I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. And beloved, if we are faithful over the few things that God has given us right now, the Lord promises us through parables in his word that if we're faithful in the little, he will make us ruler over much. And you don't have to bemoan your circumstances. Wherever you are right now, that's exactly where God wants you to be. Not that he wants you to stay there, but blessed is the man who goeth through the valley. In 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 20, the word says, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he is called. For example, and there were servants and slaves in those days. If you're a servant, care not for it. If you're bound to a wife, don't seek to be loosed. If you're loosed from a wife, don't seek a wife. He's making a point there that we must make the best of our circumstances, the situations in our lives, to the very best of our abilities, because the Lord will help us. In the most difficult of battles, dealing with impossible situations and impossible people, we can have the strength to endure. How can we do that? Because of our first love, because of our close and intimate relationship with the Lord. And if you can't say honestly, that's that's what I know and experience, then God wants to change that. In fact, Father, right now, Lord, there are those who aren't, they're not enjoying a close intimacy with you. And I take authority over the lies of the wicked one that would say it's not for them, it's for other people. Somehow they've just, God's terribly disappointed with them and he's ready to write them off. Father, I take authority over the lies of the enemy and I thank you, Lord, you will restore to them that zeal for the things of God, that hunger for righteousness, that first love that they once knew. Bring them back, Lord, to and cause them to be on fire. Lord, with the breath of your Holy Spirit, blow over them right now and cause those ebbing coals to ignite into a glorious fire for you. You know, beloved, we just have to leave all in God's hand. We continually want to assert ourselves, don't we? But the secret is simply to submit and humble ourselves before God, and God will take care of those situations in your life. Remember, Jesus said in Luke the 19th chapter, verse 13, he said, occupy till I come. In other words, he's got things for us to do. He's got something for you to do, brother. Sister, you're not just an afterthought. God has a plan and purpose and destiny for your life. He said, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Didn't he say, I give you power over all the power of the enemy? Beloved, we have the power over our own bodies, not to fulfill the lusts thereof. We have power over our thoughts. That was a command. Bring every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Christ. We have the liberty and we have power over our attitudes, over our will, over our emotions, and to some extent our time. Now, if we're on a job, of course, we owe it to our employer to fulfill that. Whatever you do, do it heartily, as heartily as unto the Lord and not to man. Whatever you do, do in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. That's the word of the Lord. We have time that God gives us, that is our free time, and we can use that as he directs. We have power over our actions, what we choose to do or not to do. And beloved, it's on the basis of our choices that we're, when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, we will be evaluated. Our sins are under the blood if we have confessed Jesus. We won't experience his judgment, but we will have an opportunity to receive his rewards. Remember, what is God's eternal purpose? Fellowship with his family and rulership in his kingdom. And beloved, we have to be prepared to be able to rule and reign with him. And it starts by having rulership over our being, over our body, over our mind and emotions. I've always loved that scripture, and it's a good one to stand on if you have a problem with anger. Proverbs 16 and 32, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Wow, is that great or what? Just think, that's how the Lord looks at it. I mean, someone, a great warrior who could, you know, run through a troop and climb over a wall, a person who could take the city, they can't be compared with someone who's able to rule their own spirit. And he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Why? Because it's hard to control our emotions or thoughts. But there's a great blessing if we will endeavor with the Holy Spirit's help to do it. You can't do it with your own willpower, but he can enable you to do that. And beloved, there is a freedom and a liberty that God wants us to experience from all personal weakness in terms of the weakness of the flesh. In terms of those areas that we may feel that we don't have, strength to be able to do those things, to follow the Lord. What did Paul say in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 9 and 10? This is what the Lord told Paul, because remember, he had a thorn in the flesh, and he says, Lord, take this away from me. I don't want it. I don't like it. And the Lord responded, as he responds to many of us, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore," Paul goes on to say, "will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." See, he wasn't dumb. He knew he could glory in his infirmities because he knew he was going to get God's power. "Therefore," he goes on to say, "I take pleasure in infirmities, in necessities, in persecutions." Oh, have we come to that place yet? "Or distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Beloved, whatever areas in your life, in terms of personal disciplines or habits or things that have confronted you, whatever it might be, when you get up in the morning, claim God's abundant grace and receive it by faith. Say, "Lord," even before you get out of bed, just say, "Good morning to the Lord. And Lord, I'm going to need your grace today. I thank you. I ask you for abundant grace so that I can be all that you would have me to be, that I can go through this day with joy. This is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it, and that I will see every challenge as an opportunity to see God work in my behalf and behalf of others, and you will rejoice and be able to praise him for it." Remember, it is a process, beloved. I just wish, you know, we could kind of snap our fingers and we'd just be mature overnight, but it doesn't work that way. No, but it's from glory to glory. He's changing us. And you know what? That's a wonderful wonderful insight, isn't it? A wonderful understanding. What a message of joy and hope. What good news this is. We can be set free from all personal limitations through the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Oh, it's just, I'm just excited. You can tell I'm excited about what I'm sharing because it's a reality. And every day I'm moving more and more into the experience of that reality and liberty in Christ. And beloved, I don't want to go alone. I want to bring you with me. Amen. And all of God's people, praise God. We're part of his family, you know. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I love you. Won't you write? I just love to get letters and I love to be able to pray for you. Thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.